1. Prayers for Joy. Lord Jesus, keep me abiding in you so that your joy may be in me, and that my joy may be full. John 15:11. Lord, turn my sorrow into joy. John 16:20. Lord, cause my heart to rejoice, and my joy let no one take from me. John 16:22. Lord, teach me to ask and receive, that my joy may be full. John 16:24. Lord, you are my strength and my song, you also have become my salvation. Therefore with joy let me draw water from the wells of salvation. Your joy is my strength. You are my joy and my strength. Let me know you in this way. Isaiah 12:2-3. Nehemiah 8:10. God, you are my exceeding joy. Psalm 43:4. Lord, make me to rejoice in you always. Philippians 4:4. Father God, show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let me experience everything in your presence, and what is found at your right hand. Psalm 16:11. Father God, give me the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. This is your gift and your will. Isaiah 61:3. Lord, your word is to me the joy, and the rejoicing of my heart. Jeremiah 15:16. Lord Jesus, do you want your joy to be fulfilled in me? Show me how you can make it happen. Lead me into it. John 17:3. Lord, I ask you to fill me with all joy and peace in believing, that I may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Holy Spirit, produce your fruit of love and joy in me. Galatians 5:22. Lord, help me to count it all joy when I fall into various trials. James 1:2. Lord, when people revile and persecute me and say all kinds of evil against me falsely for Christ's sake, let me rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is my reward in heaven, for so they treated the prophets who were before me. Matthew 5:12. Lord, give me the joy to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John 4. Lord, I seek you, so let my heart rejoice. 1 Chronicles 16:10. Lord, make me love righteousness and hate wickedness, and anoint me with the oil of gladness more than my companions. Psalm 45:7. 2. Prayers for the Church. Biblical Prayers for the Church. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the faith in the Church. Romans 1:8. I thank you, my God, always for the grace of God which was given to the Church by Christ Jesus. I thank you that they are enriched in everything by you, in all utterance and in all knowledge, so that they come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you will confirm them to the end, that they may be blameless in the day of your coming. 1 Cor 1:4-8. I thank you, Father, for the Church. I ask you, Father of glory, to give the Church the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I ask that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power which you worked in Christ, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1:16-21. I bow my knees to you, Father, that you would grant the church, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might through your Spirit, in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, that they, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:14-20. I thank you, God, every time I remember the church. Always in every prayer of mine I would like to make request for them with joy. Philippians 1:3-4. I pray, Lord, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that they may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1:9-11. The passion of the church in seeking God. Lord, I pray that the one desire of all the church members, and the thing we will seek, will be to dwell in your house all the days of our lives, to behold your beauty, and to inquire in your temple. Psalm 27:4. The provision of God for the church. Lord, let us, as a church, turn to you, and obey your voice so that you will make us abundantly prosperous in all the work of our hands, in everything. For you, Lord, take delight in prospering us. Deuteronomy 30:9. God, I thank you that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Lord, you are our shepherd. We shall not want. Psalm 23:1. We are your servants, so you take pleasure in our prosperity. Psalm 35:27. I thank you, God, that you want us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. Let our souls prosper in every way. 3 John 1:2. Lord God, teach us to profit, and lead us by the way we should go. Isaiah 48:17. God, give us power to get wealth, that you may establish your covenant. Doit 8:18. I pray that the church will keep the words of your covenant, and do them, that they may prosper in all that they do. Deuteronomy 29:9. Lord, teach the church to give you their tithes and offerings of every bit of money they've earned to date, and put them in your hands as seeds of their faith. Power of the Spirit in the church. Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us as a church, just as on the day of Pentecost. Teach us to wait on you so that we may be clothed with power from on high. Make us witnesses of Christ. Acts 1:8, Luke 24:49. Lord, I pray that our speech and our preaching will not be with the persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that our faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:4-2:5. Lord, I pray that we will do all things in the power of the name of Jesus. Colossians 3:17, Mark 16:17, 16:18. Lord, I pray that full of faith and power, we may do great wonders and signs among the people. Acts 6:8. Lord, I thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20. Lord, I pray that out of our hearts will flow rivers of living water, as we come to Jesus, drink, and believe him. John 7:37-7:39. God, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of yourself. Ephesians 1:17-1:18. Lord, strengthen us with might through your spirit in the inner man, according to the riches of your glory. Ephesians 3:16. The name of Jesus. I pray that whatever we do in word or deed, we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. I pray, Lord, that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that Jesus will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If we ask anything in Jesus' name, he will do it. I ask everything in Jesus' name. John 14:13-14:14. Lord, let us speak to men and teach in the name of Jesus every day. Acts 4:17-4:18. God, grant us boldness to speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and grant that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Acts 4:29. I thank you, Lord, that the demons are subject to us in Christ's name. Luke 10:17. Endurance of the Church. Lord, strengthen the Church with all might, according to your glorious power, for all patient endurance and long-suffering with joy. Colossians 1:11. Lord, make us strong in you and in the power of your might. Ephesians 6:10. Lord, let us always carry about in our bodies the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal bodies. 2 Corinthians 4:10-4:11. As a servants of God, let us commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance. 2 Corinthians 6:4. Loving God's Word. Lord, I pray that the Church and the new Christians will delight themselves in your statutes, that they will not forget your word. Psalm 119:16. I pray that all in the Church may receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save their souls. James 1:21. Lord, teach us to become doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. James 1:22. I pray, Lord, that your words abide in us. John 15:7. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. Colossians 3:16. Teach us, Lord, to listen to your words, and bow our ears to what God says. Let us not let your words depart from our eyes, let us keep them in the midst of our hearts. They are life to us and health to all our flesh. Proverbs 4:20-4:22. Let us rejoice in the way of God's testimonies as much as in all riches. Psalm 119:14. God, make us walk in the path of your commandments, for we delight in it. Psalm 119:35. The law of God's mouth is better to us than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Psalm 119:72. Give us greater love for your word, O God. Make a tower meditation all the day. Psalm 119:97. Love for God and for others. Lord, make me an example to the believers in love. 1 Timothy 4:14. Lord, I pray that in our church we love one another fervently from a pure heart. 1 Peter 1:22. I pray that we as a church really pursue love. 1 Corinthians 14.1. Lord, I pray that if any in the church have a complaint against another, they will forgive them just as Christ forgave us. Colossians 3.13. Lord, teach us to walk in love. Ephesians 5.2. Lord, let us be long-suffering, patient and kind. Lord, let no envy be in our hearts. Lord, let us not be proud, boastful or puffed up. Lord, let us not behave rudely. Lord, let us not be selfish. Let us seek what is good for others. Lord, let us not be easily hurt or offended or irritated. Lord, let us think good of others and reject evil suspicions. Let there be no record of wrongs in the church. Lord, teach us to rejoice in the truth. Lord, let us bear all things well. Lord, let us be full of trust in you, and trust one another according to your will. Lord, enable us to endure all things. Lord, let our love never fail. 1 Corinthians 13.4-13.8. Let us love indeed, not just in word. 1 John. Lord, let us love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Ephesians 5.25. Lord, may we love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Luke 10.27. 3. Prayers about speech. Father, I pray that I let no corrupt word proceed out of my mouth, but only such a word as is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Ephesians 4:29. Father, I pray that I speak evil of no man. Titus 3:2. Father, I pray that I restrain my lips. Proverbs 10.19. I pray, Lord, that I be continually filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in my heart to you, Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:18-20. Lord, I pray that not only will I speak with new tongues, but also that I will truly interpret these tongues. Mark 16:17, 1 Corinthians 14:13. Lord, create words of faith on my lips always, since whatever I speak that is not of faith is sin. Isaiah 57:19. Romans 10:8-14:23. Father, I pray that all I speak be spoken in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Jesus, I must speak words of life. Create words of life on my lips. Proverbs 18:21. Acts 5:20. Isaiah 57:19. I pray that truly I will speak the very words of God. 1 Peter 4:11. Almighty God, I pray that my speech be always in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. 4. Powerful prayers. Heavenly Father, according to your promises I pray these prayers in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Holy Spirit, keep me abiding in Jesus. Also, make God's word to live and abide in me. Then you promise that I shall ask what I desire, and it shall be done for me. I want all my prayers to be answered. John 15.7. Oh, that you would bless me and eat and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may be free from pain. So God granted him what he requested. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Lord, fill me now, and always with the Holy Spirit. I open my heart to yield to the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Lord, make me consider myself really dead to sin. Romans 6:11. Father, form Christ in me. I want Christ to dwell in my heart through faith and live in me always. Gal 2:20 Gal 4:19 Ephesians 3:17 Thank you, Father, that through faith I am the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 Thank you, Father, that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in me, whom I have from God. Make me always conscious of this fact. 1 Corinthians 6:19 Thank you, Father, that I am an ambassador for Christ. Make me a good ambassador for your kingdom. 2 Corinthians 5:20 Dear Holy Spirit, show me how to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of my testimony, and to not love my life to the death. Revelation 12:11 Father, through Jesus, cause me to continually offer to you the sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15 Dear Holy Spirit, cause me to bless the Lord at all times. I want His praise to be continually in my mouth. Psalm 34:1 Dear Holy Spirit, teach me to speak gracious words like a wise man. Ecclesiastes 10:12 Dear Father, make me to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. James 1:19 Dear Lord, help me to let no corrupt word proceed out of my mouth. I want to speak only words that build up according to the need of the moment. I pray that these words will impart grace to those who hear. Ephesians 4:29 Lord, make it so that the word of God doesn't depart from my mouth. Get me to the place where I meditate in the word day and night, so that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Make me prosperous according to your word, and give me good success. Joshua 1:8 Lord, as you taught us, he who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. I pray that I will not speak from myself. I pray that I will seek your glory, and that there be no unrighteousness in me. John 7:18 Lord, give me grace to say to the works of the devil, be removed, without doubting in my heart. When I say things, let me believe that what I say will happen. I will have what I say. Mark 11:23 Lord, cause me to put away all evil speaking. Ephesians 4:31 Thank you, Jesus, that you bore my sicknesses and carried my pains, and with your stripes I am healed. Isaiah 53:4-53:5 Lord, I pray that whether I eat or drink or whatever I do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 Dear Holy Spirit, help me to offer to God thanksgiving and pay my vows to the Most High. Help me to call upon God in the day of trouble. He will deliver me, and I will glorify Him. Psalm 50:14-50:15 It is you, God, who arm me with strength, and make my way perfect. Psalm 18:32 Dear Lord, help me to arm myself with the mind of Christ to suffer in the flesh for others. 1 Peter 4.1. Lord, anoint me to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given me authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Luke 10.19. Lord, help me to discipline my body and bring it into subjection. I don't want to be disqualified for anything in your plan for me. 1 Corinthians 9.27. Lord, I pray that I go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Mark 16.15. I pray, Lord, that I be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4.13. 5. Prayers to abide in Christ. Lord Jesus, keep us abiding in you, and you in us. Otherwise we cannot bear fruit. Apart from you we can do nothing. We thank you that you will abide in us and keep us looking to you. You will keep us abiding in you all the time. We thank you that through you we will bear much fruit. John 15:4, 5. Lord, we pray for all those not abiding in you. We pray that they will repent and not be thrown away as worthless branches. We pray that those in the church will never dry up. We pray they will never be cast into the fire and burn. John 15:6. Lord, keep us in you and your living words remaining in our hearts. We thank you for working this, and we thank you that whatever we desire we will ask, and it shall be done for us. John 15:7. Lord, keep us in your love, which is as great as the love between you and the Father. John 15:9. Lord, keep us walking in perfect obedience to your commandments, so that we can abide in your love and be your friends. John 15:10, 14. Lord, let your joy remain in us and let our joy be full. John 15:11. Lord, make us to love others with the love of the Father, and so abide in you. John 15:12. Lord, live your life in us, so that our way of living is as yours. 1 John 2:6. Lord, love our brothers through us. Make us abide in the light, so that we are never a cause for anyone to stumble. 1 John 2:10. Lord, let the word of salvation which we heard from the beginning abide in us, so that we will abide in you, and in the Father. 1 John 2:24. Lord, may your truth remain in us and with us forever. 2 John 2. Lord, thank you that your anointing abides in us. Help us to learn and apply all that the anointing teaches us. 1 John 2:27. Thank you, Lord, that you came to take away sins, and in you there is no sin. Thank you that as we abide in you we sin not. 1 John 3:5-6. Let us always abide in you, Lord, so that we will have confidence and not be ashamed before you at your coming. 1 John 2:28. 6. Prayers to keep on track. Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip. Psalm 17:5. Make me to go in the path of your commandments, for in that do I delight. Psalm 119:35. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Psalm 143:8. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Psalm 51:8. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you shall make me to know wisdom. Psalm 51:6. Make me to know your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Psalm 25:4. Make me to understand the way of your precepts, so shall I talk of your wondrous works. Psalm 119:27. You have made known to me the ways of life, you shall make me full of joy with your countenance. Acts 2:28. 7. Prayers for spiritual fullness. Lord, fill us with your Spirit just like you want us to be. Ephesians 5:18. Lord, bless us with hunger and thirst for righteousness, and fill us. Matthew 5:6. Grant us, O God, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might through your Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. Ephesians 3:16-17. I pray that being rooted and grounded in love we may know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:18. I pray that whenever we thirst we will come to Jesus and drink. Let rivers of living water flow out of our bellies as we believe in you. John 7:37-39. I pray that we be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Acts 2:4. I pray that we be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak the word of God with boldness. Acts 4:31. I pray that we be filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesy. Luke 1:67, 1 Corinthians 14:1. Fill us, O God of hope, with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I pray that we be full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. Romans 15:14. I pray that we see and become radiant, and our hearts swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to us, the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to us. Isaiah 60, 5. O God, make all grace abound towards us, that we, always having all sufficiency, in all things may have an abundance for every good work. 2 Cor 9, 8.